Wichita to me means home. It means security. It means somewhere you can try things. I think we have such an entrepreneurial spirit in our community that there's no fear of failure. You know, you try something, it doesn't work out. That's okay. You try something and it's the best thing you've ever done. You know, it's just an incredible place to foster community and growth.
Welcome back to another episode of the Wichita Life Podcast. My name is Landon. Today's episode is with Greer Calley, who is the Senior Director of Strategic Partnerships at Humankind Ministries. We talk all about what Humankind Ministries does here in Wichita, how they help the homeless community, how we can help, and how you could possibly go to the Super Bowl next year for just $50. Enjoy my conversation with Greer Calley.
All right, I'm here with Greer Calley, who is the Senior Director of Strategic Partnerships at Humankind Ministries. How are you doing, Greer?
I'm great. How are you today?
Good. I'm glad we could get this set up. Thanks to Jessica. Can you just tell us a little bit about yourself? Are you from Wichita? What's your story?
Yeah, born and raised here in Wichita, Kansas. Went to East High School, go Aces. Okay. And where did you go to high school?
Andover Central. I'm a suburb kid.
Oh, no. Well, I guess I can go. I'm kidding. Yeah, I went to college in Missouri, studied abroad, and fell in love with Spain. And so I moved there after I graduated college. Okay. Lived in Europe for about 2 years, 2.5 years. Came back and really delve into nonprofit world. That's where I've been for the last 7 or 8 years. Been with Humankind about 4.5, and just absolutely love the mission and the organization. I'm really excited to be here today to talk to you all about it.
Awesome. That's really cool. What were you doing in Spain?
I was teaching English in a tiny little town called Huesca, and it's in the Pyrenees Mountains. Absolutely beautiful. Didn't know a soul. Just bought a plane ticket and moved there with a suitcase and...
That's incredible.
The rest is history.
Were you fluent before you went there?
Yeah. So I went to Horace Mann, which is a dual language magnet in town, actually right down the street from Humankind. So it's kind of full circle that I work 3 blocks from where I went to elementary school. And my parents sent me there. I'm also a suburb kid, but my parents sent me there and really wanted me to get that inner city experience and started learning Spanish at the age of 5. And here
That's incredible.
Are.
That's very cool.
So do you want to do this interview now in Spanish?
Habla un poco español.
Oh, muy bien. Okay.
my brother's actually fluent, so he traveled the world for a couple years, and so he lived in like France and Switzerland for a while, but he's spent a lot of the last year in Mexico and then Brazil, so he knows a little bit of Portuguese, but he's fluent
That's
in Spanish
impressive.
As well. So.
Yeah.
But cool. So Wichita, you left, came back. Did you have a different perspective on Wichita after living, I mean, abroad, but also in a smaller town city? So what was that perspective change?
Well, it's funny you say that. I just was on a trip with my dad, and he was talking about how he's kind of he's an old school guy. And he was like, yeah, Wichita just needs a lot of help. And I said, actually, you're wrong. You know, Wichita's incredible. I feel so grateful. I pulled up the Downtown Wichita annual report, and I was reading off all of the incredible things that are going on in our community right now and all the development downtown. And I said, it's a really cool place to be. And so I think that there is a unique perspective when you leave and do come back. And I've heard that from so many different people. Because, you know, you see what the transformation is happening. I think working downtown, I've really seen it as well. And I'm so inspired by what's yet to come.
Absolutely. Were you always wanting to get out of Wichita? And then once you were out, did you always know you wanted to come back? Or did you realize that along the way?
Oh, man, deep questions. I never thought I'd end up in Wichita. I always thought I'd leave. And when I got to Spain, you realize how much you do love being around your family and your friends and everything you know. And when I came back, it's kind of a weird story. I actually got deported from Spain. That could be a whole podcast. And so when I came back, all of my bank accounts had been frozen. I had nothing to my name and just had a plane ticket back home and had to start from scratch. And so I didn't have anywhere else to go, honestly. You know?
Yeah,
I was
sure.
Back living with my parents and was able to.
Yeah.
Get my own place eventually. I don't know. You can take that part out of the podcast.
Okay. I want to talk about Humankind.
That's great.
What is Humankind, and how long have you been around, or how long has it been around?
Humankind Ministries was founded in 1885. So a little fun fact trivia, Wichita was founded in 1870. Mm-hmm. So we've been around almost as long as the city has been. And we have been committed to serving people experiencing poverty, housing insecurities, food insecurities since our inception. Obviously, it looked a little different in the 1880s when, you know, there were covered wagons and dirt roads, and our mission has evolved with the times. But at the same time, we've stayed really true to that same core belief that everyone deserves the same access to basic needs. Everyone deserves, you know, the same integrity and kindness and dignity, regardless of your address. And so we did a name change. We were previously called Interfaith Ministries. Okay. And a lot of people know us as that. We did a name change in 2019 to better align with what we were doing present day, our mission, our values, and really updated our whole brand. And we're a completely new organization with a really rich history, which I think makes us pretty unique.
No, that's very cool. And was that in Wichita it was founded? Or I guess this area? Yeah. Wow, that's incredible.
And we're local. So there's no larger organization. We're not religiously affiliated or backed by any one church. We are privately funded for the most part. We don't typically receive funds from the city, state, or other government entities. We do receive some small funding from HUD. This year, we're working with the city of Wichita on a partnership with the emergency shelter, and they're helping fund some of that. But for the most part, it is private donations that make it all work.
Wow, that's incredible. I think sometimes it's hard to realize, like, okay, this is like a, I don't know, a nationwide campaign or company or nonprofit that then has like a Wichita branch. But that's cool that it is literally almost as old as the city that was, and it was started here.
Yeah, and it's still here, just right in the downtown core. So
very cool.
Love that.
We'll have to make sure people understand kind of the link from Interfaith to Humankind and that kind of thing. But what is your role at Humankind?
So yeah, so I'm the Senior Director of Strategic Partnerships and Donor Relations. I get to work with our amazing community of advocates, supporters, trying to bring more people in to understand our mission. I help with our fundraising, our marketing, our events, community engagement, outreach, communications. I oversee a team that is an incredible group of currently all women that are out there just spreading the word about Humankind.
Very cool. What does your day-to-day look like? Are you having a lot of meetings with your team? Are you making a lot of phone calls, meeting with people in the community? What does that look like?
So I spend a lot of time talking to prospective donors or current donors that are supporting us. You know, I am part of the fundraising team, so we're responsible for bringing in, you know, at the end of the day, the philanthropy to help keep our business up and running, our nonprofit up and running. I spend time working on different marketing collateral. We just did some banners on Douglas. So if you're driving down Douglas right now in downtown, there's these bright yellow banners that say Humankind. And so I was part of that project, getting that off the ground. So just a ton of different stuff, going to community events throughout the city, chamber events, just trying to get involved and get our name out there.
For sure. How many people are involved with Humankind? Like on your team or just in the business in general?
So we have around, we were just talking about this, our CEO and I, this morning. We have around 70 to 80 people that work at Humankind. We operate 3 homeless shelters, year-round housing for people that are living in poverty. There's 4 different complexes. We have a homeless street outreach team. We do a huge holiday program called Operation Holiday every December. And we have around 15 administrators, and then the rest is all what we call field staff. Whether that's people working in the shelters, people that are doing outreach, people that are on our maintenance crew. We have 10 facilities that we operate. And so keeping those all in working order is a big, big pull. And so,
So you mentioned a lot of the different shelters, but I guess specifically, like, what kind of work do you guys do? Can you go into that a little more?
Yeah. So we like to say that there's like a ladder of services almost. So at the very most basic level, we have homeless street outreach. So those are people who are literally in experiencing homelessness, living on the streets, people who are living in abandoned buildings, under bridges, places that really aren't acceptable for human habitation. And really, we should never be letting our fellow Wichitans living in. And they're providing basic needs, food, water, hygiene, healthcare to people that are literally living in those places and encampments throughout our city. They're also coaching. So our goal for every single person that we serve is permanent supportive housing. We know that there's a huge lack of housing in our community. I was just at an event on Monday that really delved into the housing shortage in our community. They say it's upwards of 20,000 units that we're short in affordable housing, and accessible housing is a whole different story. But so we're trying to get people into housing. We know that that's really the backstop to homelessness. Mm-hmm. So that's what our homeless street outreach team is doing, trying to get people into shelter and then into housing. We have a year-round shelter called The Inn, which is also the only pet-friendly shelter in the region. We saw a need in 2018 that there were people who were refusing shelter because they have pets, and they felt like, well, I'm not going to surrender my pet.
Right.
And so we opened a pet shelter working with Scare Vet Clinic. So shout out to them. They're incredible. And we're able to get cat and dog spaces in the back of that shelter. Individuals, families can come in and stay with us. And it's just been a really incredible program. And that facility, the inn, serves around 60 individuals at any time. It's mostly families. We've seen a dramatic increase in the number of families experiencing homelessness in our community, really since the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Are a lot of those people, and I don't know how easy that is to tell, like, are they people that are, I guess, they grew up here or from here? Or, like, I know there's a lot of, like, refugees that end up in Wichita, or is it a big mix of the two?
You know, we get that question a lot, so that's a great question. We don't do any resident screening. We don't, preclude someone from entrance because of where they're from. We see a lot of families that are Wichitans that have been here for a while, that their rent increased unexpectedly, or one of the family members lost a job unexpectedly, and they now don't have enough income to cover rent. That's what we're really seeing a lot of. We just have rising prices, inflation, lack of housing inventory, and just our income isn't keeping up with that.
Right. That makes sense. Yeah. I mean, I was just talking with one of my coworkers. So I graduated college in 2015. I work at Koch Industries full time.
Okay.
And so they're, I don't know, 1 or 2 years out of college. And I was just like, what is an apartment? We have a house right now. And so I was like, what does an apartment even cost these days? It's hundreds of dollars or more for like the 1 or 2 bedroom that I had when I graduated compared to now. And I'm like, man, it's crazy. Just even in, what is that? Oh, I guess 9 years. I'm getting old. 9 years is like how much things have changed though. Like a $700 apartment's now $1,000 or $1,100.
Exactly. And, yeah. It's incredible. I heard recently, I don't know, I'm pretty sure this is correct. It's a reputable source, but I heard recently that for a family of four to afford a 2-bedroom apartment, they need to make $28 an hour combined.
Right.
So like $14 an hour each, and our minimum wage is $7 an hour. So we're just not setting people up for success. And you're right. The housing market is just going up, up, up.
I've never heard about the pet friendly places as well. Cause I know I live over on I'm East Sider and over. So whatever, you're East Sider as well. Sometimes I have to have that debate with the West Side.
I live on the West Side right now.
We can't, I think we're done here.
We're done. So, yeah. Time to go. Well, it's my husband's fault. It's not my fault. So but, I just want to put that out there.
Fair. We'll blame him. I see some of the people experience homelessness with their dogs, though. And I always wondered about that. And so that's interesting. I'd never heard about the shelter that accepts that.
And a lot of people don't know about it. A lot of the people that are experiencing homelessness. So if you do feel comfortable and you see someone with a pet, I stopped someone outside of a grocery store the other day with a dog. And I said, hey, are you aware? We have the inn. And he was like, oh, I didn't know about that. So definitely we encourage people to go. And what's great, too, is that their pet gets taken care of. So we cover all the food.
Yeah.
We take them. They go to Scare Vet Clinic once a week. Scare Vet Clinic does pickups once a week. And they take care of all their shots and everything they need and totally free of charge. And that's just incredible to me.
That's amazing. Where is the inn at?
It's at 320 East Central. At the corner of Central and Broadway, right next to the Lord's Diner.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, so I go to City Life Church.
Okay.
So I drive down Central and then turn left to go over to City
Life.
Yeah,
it's right there.
Yeah, very cool. I was like, I know I've seen the sign for that somewhere. So, so I was looking at the website a little bit, and I think I saw, and this probably changes, but 702 people experience homelessness every night in Wichita. And, like, that's obviously a lot of people, but in my head I'm like, that's like a doable number. I feel like we can, like, help. It's an approachable number. It's not like it's 10,000 people. It's 700 people. It's like, I feel like we could make a dent. And I think Humankind's obviously helping a lot with that. But practically, besides maybe volunteering or donating money to like a Humankind type organization, what should the average person do, I guess? So you see somebody panhandling or something. What's the best approach to this? Because I think a lot of people are like, I don't want to give them money. They're going to buy drugs or alcohol or whatever. Or some people are like, whatever, $5 is better use for them because they can get a meal if they haven't eaten in days. What is kind of your approach, or how do you view that?
Yeah. So I completely agree with what you said, that it is something that we should be able to tackle, and I think we're getting closer to it. We have a goal of reaching functional zero, which means that more people are leaving homelessness on any given night than are entering it, and I think we're going to hit it, honestly. The 702 number comes from the annual point in time count, which is a national count of people experiencing homelessness throughout the country, and it's hosted by the Continuum of Care, ours is called Ours is called the Coalition to End Homelessness. They just did a name change. Sure. And they go out and they survey people and they physically count every single person that's either in a shelter or living on the streets. That number doesn't account for people who are maybe either couch surfing.
Right.
Maybe they're staying in a hotel room for the night. Maybe they're staying with a friend or a family member. Those are what we would call people who are housing insecure. And so that number doesn't account for that. So sure. We say it's probably closer to, 1,200, maybe more. They just did a count at the end of January and that should come out sometime this spring. Mm-hmm. So I'm really interested to see. The numbers show we're up around 18%, in the last 5 years. So unfortunately, more people are experiencing homelessness. Again, we talked about it's inflation, it's lack of housing inventory, lack of accessible housing inventory. And so we encourage people to answer your question 3 minutes later. We encourage people to, of course, volunteer. That's a huge way to get involved and really understand in a tangible way mm-hmm. what someone is going through. We say discourage people giving money. We believe instead you should give money to an organization that is doing the work. Mm-hmm. And that isn't just Humankind. There's tons of great organizations, Open Door, Episcopal Social Services, Union Rescue Mission, right. Catholic Charities, obviously Humankind too. But there's a ton of organizations doing the work and we can take that $5 and stretch it to, help more people.
Yep.
We encourage people to be kind. I think that even just looking someone in their eyes and saying, hey, hi, how's it going?
Yeah.
Is there anything I can do for you today?
Yep.
We always say, I can't fix your problem long term, but is there something I can do for you today?
Yeah.
It's a little different working for the organization because someone can say, I don't have any shoes. We have a clothing closet. I can get them shoes.
Right.
But I think you'd be surprised to know how many people don't have someone look them in the eyes for days or weeks or talk directly to them. And that really does affect someone long term.
Yeah. I mean, I know I'm guilty of that. Like you're driving down or it's a little bit easier when you're driving because you're in your car. But it's like, yeah, seeing something outside a restaurant or walking around downtown. It's like it's so much easier to just walk by and just
right.
almost ignore them, which is, again, ignoring their humanity, which is the opposite of what we should be doing. Even if we can't help them right now, it's like at least say hello and acknowledge them. And
yeah. Absolutely. Yep. But only if you feel safe, of course.
Right.
I think that's important too.
Absolutely. So it sounds like the need for overall services in Humankind has grown based, inflation and everything else.
Oh, without a doubt. We've seen all of our programs increase year over year. And then even just looking back, 5 years back, the need has, I would almost say doubled. Mm-hmm. It's really, it's been incredible. Well, if the need hasn't doubled, the number of people we're serving has definitely doubled. So, the need's never been greater.
You mentioned private funding, mostly private funding, not a ton of money from the city. There are some partnerships there. But I guess how else is it funded? How else is Humankind funded?
So, great question. We have a couple of fundraisers throughout the year. Our biggest fundraiser is the Humanitarian Awards, which is just a big gala. But we take ours up a notch. We're really excited for this year's event. It'll be in August. That last year, we brought in over $500,000 from that event. So it's a really big fundraiser for us. Operation Holiday is another big event for us. It's bringing in, hundreds of thousands of pounds of food and children's coats and toys, and then distributing them out to around 15,000 individuals. We also raise money for that, and it helps Humankind get through the coldest months of the year. And then we have a spring fundraiser this year. We are so excited. It's our big game raffle. So people can purchase a ticket for $50 and they are entered into a raffle for a trip to New Orleans. I can't say it. For a trip to the Super Bowl in 2025.
The big game.
The big game. All those copyright infringement laws. Yeah. We're trying not to get sued. Sure, we're a nonprofit. Sure.
No, I see that on the billboard too. I remember reading about that one time. It's like you kind of do have to be careful with how you brand that. No, I've read about that independently, so I get that.
Oh man, yeah.
What have you done in the past, and what made? I mean, obviously the Chiefs have been having a pretty good run. Is that why you chose this as this year's, or what have you done in the past that's worked?
So last year we did an event called Flush Away Poverty.
That's right.
Where we had color toilets painted by individuals, artists, community members, and they were real toilets, and they were then delivered to people's homes, unsuspecting people's homes, and then they could donate to Humankind, and we'd either move it to someone else's house or just pick it up. And it was great. We raised, around $70,000 or $80,000 from that, nice, which is pretty big deal for a first-time event. But fun fact, toilets weigh over 80 pounds. I don't know if you knew that.
I knew they were heavy. Didn't know how much.
Yeah, we learned that the hard way as we are, you know, hoofing it in the middle of downtown Wichita or Eastboro with this toilet. And, you know, it's a sight for sore eyes, to be sure. And so we thought we need to do something a little lighter.
Nice. Well, yeah. I love the idea. So I'll just run through real quick what you can win with your $50 raffle ticket. 2025 Big Game Package for Two includes 4 days, 3 nights, deluxe accommodations where you'll check in Friday and check out on Monday, 2 reserve tickets to the Big Game, round trip game transfers, commemorative, I can't even talk, gift package, full American breakfast buffet daily, all taxes, gratuities, expert travel and concierge service, and a $1,000 gift card to buy airfare. So it's a pretty awesome package.
It's a big package for the Big Game.
For the Big Game. And one, the money goes to a good cause, but two, it's like, how else are you going to get to the Super Bowl for $50?
Exactly.
With everything paid. That's pretty incredible.
Yeah. And hopefully the Chiefs are going to go 3-3, right?
Let's get it. Yep. Set some history.
Yeah. So wouldn't you want to be there?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Absolutely. So when it's already open, when will the winner be announced? Does it end?
Yes, we'll be announcing the winner in April, and we are only selling a limited number of tickets. There's no limit on the number of tickets you can purchase, though, as an individual. So you could buy 10 tickets, you could buy 100 tickets, and just increases your chances to win.
For sure. And assuming, since Humankind is kind of right around Wichita, is this getting promoted outside of Wichita? Or, I mean, obviously anybody could buy the tickets, but is it, I mean, I assume...
We would love for this to go viral. Yeah, that's our goal. Yeah. So if you know someone.
I don't know, maybe. We'll see. We'll see what I can do. Get it in front of some other eyes. But I also wanted to go through, I think it shows, so how does this support Humankind and like what one ticket can cover? Do you want to walk through a little bit about like what does $50 cover for Humankind or $100, what that looks like?
Yeah, so each ticket purchase, we love to say that all the money stays local, right? We are a local 501c3 nonprofit. So every dollar that we raise will stay right here in our community and support people who are, you know, today experiencing homelessness and poverty. You buy a ticket today and it's going to go to someone tomorrow. And I think that's really important to note because not a lot of raffles or charities are like that, or not all of them. We know that if you buy one ticket, you are covering the cost for two individuals who are staying in our shelter tonight, providing them not only with somewhere safe and secure and warm to sleep, but you're also providing them with 3 meals, access to a clothing closet, nurses' care, medical attention, access to showers and laundry. And what we think is one of the most important things is case management. So as we said, permanent housing is the solution to homelessness. And we know that people, it's really difficult to get into housing. We have a lack of affordable housing, a lack of accessible housing. And so we have case managers that are here to walk alongside you, whether that's helping you get a job or get your kiddo into daycare or, you know, get on a housing voucher with the city or get into a rental apartment. And so that is all included with that one ticket. It's pretty incredible. Good bang for your buck. And you could go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, for sure. I love that. Just looking at again. I think it has all the way up to like if you bought 20 tickets, that's pretty incredible what it can cover. I guess what else did I miss? What did I not ask about? What else should people know about Humankind?
What I think is really unique is Humankind is not only a homeless service provider, but we're also a landlord. And so we see both sides of that. We see people who are, like I said, on the street doing homeless street outreach, people who are literally living in places that are unfit. And we see people that are getting into housing and we're able to bridge that gap. So we have outreach, we have shelters, we talked about the inn, we also have an emergency shelter, which is no barrier and the only one in the community that is no barrier, which means anyone can come in for any reason. We're not going to screen based on, you know, past criminal convictions or if you are under the influence of drugs or alcohol, if you have severe persistent mental health issues. We believe everyone deserves access to shelter, and so we let everyone in. The only requirements is you can't be a harm to yourself or others.
Sure.
And we've seen over 200 people in one night using that facility. It's open 24/7. We have partner agencies. Substance Abuse Center of Kansas is there. Episcopal Social Services comes in. Open Doors there. City of Wichita comes in. United Way is there. I mean, great partners, Hunter Health, ICT Street Team. I could go on and on. We have incredible volunteers that are helping us in our clothing closet and just making a big difference. And so that's a really important piece of the puzzle. And then we have housing. So we have two different housing programs. One is called the Studios, which is specifically for individuals who are experiencing homelessness. We talked about the lack of accessible housing. If you are experiencing homelessness and you move into housing and you move in this empty apartment, right?
Right.
I mean, they're so grateful. People who I've worked with are so grateful that they have housing that they're fine to sleep on the floor, but
right.
You know, that's not really great. So we opened the studios in 2021. They are fully furnished studio apartments, all bills paid. We do charge rent because we view that as a very valuable life skill. Mm-hmm. They attend case management. They have a case manager on site. It's fully staffed. There's security. They attend life skills classes. And our goal is they're going to move on, right? Yeah. We're always working what we call moving on strategies. So people can stay as long as they need. There's no set program or time requirement. It's just really... We say like one size fits one, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's been incredible to see people come in off the streets and then move into their own housing in a year or two.
Yeah, I think that's really special to like, yeah, give them the skills so they don't just end up back on the streets next week or next year.
Exactly. And it's great because we're continually bringing new people in, right? So mm-hmm. as someone exits, someone else can enter. And so we're reducing the number of people experiencing homelessness.
Right.
And then our other housing is the villas, which is permanent supportive housing. Anyone in the community can live there. They're 1, 2, and 3 bedroom units. Again, we have case management available, life skills classes available, which is things like finance and yoga and haircuts and how to cook a meal for under $10. Really practical stuff, but it's helping people in a really accessible way without judgment, which we think is also really important.
Absolutely. Awesome. Well, I can't wait to share this. Hopefully we can help encourage people that either need the help or that they can find your services or people how to get involved, and for sure for people to go buy a ticket.
I was going
to
say buy a raffle ticket today.
Next question. I ask people, what is something you often recommend to people? So it could be a book, a podcast, movie, music, anything. What comes to mind?
So I love podcasts, which is fitting. It's like a dream to be on one. So I've been listening to Simon Sinek's podcast, A Bit of Optimism. Okay. Yeah. I don't know if you've heard of that, but he just did an episode this week about Charity Water and their evolution. And it's really, really good. So I encourage everyone to check it out.
I love Simon Sinek, but I've read a couple of his books. I didn't know he had a podcast.
Yeah, so A Bit of Optimism. It's really good stuff. And he has like CEOs on there and other authors and thought leaders, and he just did one with the CEO of Charity Water.
Okay, I will definitely check that out. My next couple questions are specifically around Wichita, so it's good you're a lifelong Wichitan. You should have a good point of view.
Oh my God, is this a trivia quiz?
Not trivia. What year was the city incorporated, not founded?
1870.
Incorporated.
Oh, 1860.
Actually, I think it's 1870. I think it was founded 1868.
Okay, don't.
It's technicalities. What is your favorite part of Wichita, or what's a hidden gem in Wichita?
Oh my gosh. Do most people have an answer for that, like off the cuff?
Some people do. Well, there might be like a little hole in the wall restaurant or something. I don't know.
Okay. I'm going to think of a hole in the wall restaurant real quick. Oh, okay. There's this taco place called Paleteria La Reina. You ever been there?
Mm-hmm.
I love that place because you can get tacos and ice cream in the same place. Mm-hmm. And honestly,
it's hard to beat that.
It's hard to beat that. Yeah.
You say it a lot better than I do. So
oh, I think you should say it. I think it'd be good.
Paleteria da. Day? No.
La Reina.
There we go. But
you did. See, we could have done this in Spanish.
We should have. Next one will be okay. In Spanish. We'll just start at the top from here and go to Spanish. On the flip side of that, what is Wichita missing, or what is something you wish we had?
Oh, man. So I'm also involved with Big Brothers Big Sisters, and my little sister is 14, and she's always like, we need an amusement park in here. So that was the first thing that came to my mind. I don't know. I mean, I think Wichita is incredible. I feel really grateful to get to live here. Obviously, you know, I don't have an answer.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
I think some people's answer, my personal answer is just like, why do we not have restaurants along the river? Like, I feel like it's such like an obvious thing. Like, we have a nice resource downtown. Why are there not some restaurants?
Well, yeah, I mean, earlier in this podcast, was like, we're doing great, but I would agree. There's room for improvement downtown.
Always.
Yeah. And downtown on the river. Absolutely. I was in actually Lawrence yesterday, and they have a ton of little shops on Mass Street. And yeah. I was like, we need more of this.
Yeah, for sure.
You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Before we kind of throw out the links and where people can find the raffle and everything, what does Wichita mean to you?
These questions are so much harder than my work questions, you know? I'm like, I can talk about humankind all day. Wichita to me means home. It means security. It means somewhere you can try things. I think we have such an entrepreneurial spirit in our community that there's no fear of failure. You know, you try something, it doesn't work out. That's okay. You try something and it's the best thing you've ever done. You know, it's just an incredible place to foster community and growth.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for coming on. Where can people find more about the raffle, more about Humankind, et cetera?
You can purchase your raffle tickets at humankindwichita.org. We also are on social media, Facebook, Instagram, all of that.
Okay. And you have until April 18th.
That is correct. So purchase your ticket now.
Thank you so much, Greer.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Wichita Life Podcast. Check us out on social media at Wichita Life ICT or our website, wichitalifeict.com. Huge thanks to Jake B. for editing and producing our podcast. Have a good one, and we'll see you next time.